This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas Rachel Yoshke Bas Reb Zev Wolf Aleha HaShalom and Ilzchus HaChosen Yosef Yitzchak Strux and the Kala Leah Mushka Pearl. The learning of the Dvar Torah is Ilzchus Reb Shalom Mordechai HaLevi Ben Rivka for Geula Kroiva Min HaMeitzar El HaMerchav. This week we will discuss the inyan of avoiding Machloikas. The Torah says that one is forbidden to behave like Korach and his group in causing and continuing machloikis. The Gemara says that one who continues a machloikis transgresses a lav, which a number of Rishonim count as one of the Taryag mitzvahs. Reb Brachia said, a machloikis is so severe, for the Beis Din above punishes those over 20 years old, and the Beis Din in this world holds 13-year-olds responsible. But during the machloikis of Korach, even children who were a day old were burned and swallowed into the earth. The Medrash writes that the reason Ki Toiv was not written regarding the second day of creation is because Machloikis took place on that day when the waters that filled the earth were split. If Machloikis used for benefiting the world does not deserve Ki Toiv, then how much more so regarding Machloikis that brings confusion to the world? The Medrash explains that when Yaakov Avinu instructed his children, "Gather, and I will tell you what will happen to you in the end of days," he was telling them to keep themselves gathered as one assembly, thus preparing themselves for the Geula. The Chachamim say that a home with Machloikis will eventually be destroyed, and a shul with Machloikis will be transformed into a place of Avodah Zarah. Once a Machloikis took place amongst the Chachamim in a shul in Tveria, and the anger reached such a peak that a Sefer Torah was accidentally torn. Reb Yossi ben Kismo, who was present then, said, "I would be surprised if this shul does not turn into a place of Avodah Zarah." Indeed, this actually happened. The Gemara tells of two people who on every Erev Shabbos would be incited by the Satan to quarrel. Rabbi Meir went to visit this home 3 weeks in a row, making sure that all was peaceful. And on the third week, Rabbi Meir heard the Satan moan, "Oh, that Reb Meir has chased me out of this home." The Meiri writes, "Machloikis is always repulsive, loathsome, and forbidden. As the Torah instructs, you should not be like Korach. But one who quarrels with another whom he is obligated to respect is even more despised." The Medrash says, "Shogoyim is so great that regarding those who serve Avodah Zarah and live peacefully, Hashem says that it is as if he has no control over them. In the generation of David HaMelech, although people were very great, many would fall in battle because of their machloikis. Yet, in the time of Achav, when they were serving Avodah Zarah, they succeeded in battle." The Friedeke Rebbe related, "On Shabbos Parshas Noach, Tofresh Nuntes, after the davening on Shabbos morning, we began the Kiddush at my home at approximately 12 o'clock, hoping to have enough time to later attend the Suda of my father, the Rebbe Rashab. Suddenly, at 1:30, my father walked in and said that he had come to join. Present at the time was the Chosid Reb Leib Veliger, who was a great Yorei Shemayim and did not act according to personal agendas, but was very harsh when dealing with others, especially simple people. At the time, there was a big machlokes in Velij in which Reb Leib dealt harshly. It was at this Kiddush that the Rebbe Rashab said the Maimer Heicholtzu, discussing the terrible klipa of Midyan, which creates strife amongst Yidden, encouraging one Yid to quarrel with another. This comes from Yeshus, feeling important, where one Yid is unable to tolerate the other's existence, although the other has not done anything wrong." The Shalah writes that one Machloikis chases away 100 possibilities for Parnasa. Rabbi Law said, "The world exists in the merit of one who closes his mouth during Machloikis." The Alter Rebbe explains that the cause for Machloikis is the narrow-mindedness of not being able to tolerate another perspective. Achdus comes from a broad-mindedness, being able to allow for two approaches to one issue. Elsewhere, the Alter Rebbe says that Machloikis comes about because of a negative spirit that enters one's heart, causing him not to trust his friend even when his friend insists on befriending him. Another cause of Machloikis is that, instead of focusing on quarreling with himself to overcome his Yetzirah, he uses that energy to quarrel with others. The Gaon, Reb Chaim Rappaport, was the Rav in the city of Lvov and was a great adversary of the Baal Shem Tov. Once, when Reb Chaim was learning alone in the Beis Medrash, a man walked in, and when Reb Chaim asked who he was, he replied, "I am dust, afar v'efer." The guest then reciprocated the question, and Reb Chaim responded that he is also dust. If so, said the guest, why should there be a machloikis between us? Reb Chaim understood that this man was the Baal Shem Tov, and from then on he became attached to him, later fulfilling many great missions on his behalf. The tzaddik Reb Sichah Bunim of Pshischa once told his chassidim, look at the power of Tumah found within every machloikis that is not truly l'shem shamayim. Korach and his followers claimed that Moshe Rabbeinu, the humblest of all people, was trying to raise himself over others. A senseless claim. Such can be caused by machloikis, which can even dull the vision of great people and takes away their common sense. Chassidim once complained to the Goyin Reb Avram of Sochetchov, the Avnei Nezer, that the Rav in their town had ruled leniently regarding a question in Kashrus. They did not want to continue accepting his rulings regarding Kashrus issues, and therefore asked that their Rebbe send them another Rav. The Tzaddik replied, even according to your claim, this Rav has at most committed an Isser Derabbanon. However, what you want to do is an Isser Deraisa, for the Torah forbids Machloikis. Furthermore, through Machloikis, people make mistakes and it will cause many to transgress other Isurim. In the year Tav Kuf Chaf Hei, there was an intense machloikis stirring in the city of Smargon. In the past, there had been a large yeshiva there, and many of the learned Bachrim had married into families living in the city and settled there. Being great loimdim, they were unable to hold a Rav in their city. The Alter Rebbe, then returning from Mezrich, stopped in the town and said a mimer emphasizing the importance of peace. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, any machloikis that is for the sake of Hashem, like that of Hillel and Shammai, will bring truth. However, one that is not for Hashem's sake, like the machloikis of Korach and his collaborators, will not bring any good. The Gemara says that when discussing Torah, two people, even a father and son, or a Rebbe and his Talmud, can appear to be fierce enemies, yet in the end they reconcile out of their love for each other and harbor no hard feelings. This can be seen from Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, who despite their disagreements still intermarried and lived peacefully together. During the time of the machlokes between the Alter Rebbe and the Tzaddik Reb Baruch of Mezhebuzh, one of the Alter Rebbe's chassidim wanted to prove his Rebbe's righteousness, but the Alter Rebbe did not allow him to get involved. Sometime later, the Alter Rebbe reminded the chassid about this and said, if you think this was a simple machlokes, you are mistaken. This was a continuation of the machlokes between Shaul HaMelech and David HaMelech. During the time of the machloikis regarding the chassidim of Vilna suffered, but nevertheless they continuously attempted to bring peace and did not respond to their tormentors. At one of the meetings of the chassidim in the year Tavkuf Nun Vav, a group of great Talmidei Chachamim who were from the younger chassidim decided that it was necessary to begin fighting back against their oppressors. The chassid Reb Meir Refoz, who had for many years worked on keeping the peace, argued against this. This was contrary to the chassid Reb Moshe Meisels, who sided with a younger group, and out of great pain from all the suffering used strong words against his opponent. Hearing about this, the Alter Rebbe immediately dispatched a messenger to relate to the younger group that although in concept they were right, they must nevertheless act with Midas Toivos and Avas Yisroel, which will eventually cause Hashem to be glorified. Later that year, the Alter Rebbe wrote a letter to Reb Moshe Meisels, asking him to publicly ask forgiveness from Reb Meir Refoz. For Chazal say that no peace will come from quarreling, and most tzaros, troubles, are a result of machloikis which are thought to be l'shem shamayim. May Hashem protect us from such things. The Goyin Reb Yonason Eibeshitz said, the Yetzer Hara will bring on machloikis by convincing one to be zealous for Hashem's sake. Therefore, it is necessary to weigh one's own actions. Even in a machloikis l'shem shamayim, the Yetzer Hara will try to further develop the machloikis into something negative. The Shaloh HaKadosh writes that the way to determine if one's intention is l'shem shamayim is by judging the way he feels towards the other person in all other areas. If he loves him entirely, the machloikis can truly be called l'shem shamayim. The Rebbe explains, because Kedusha is unity, a true machloikis l'shem shamayim will therefore lead to full harmony. However, klipa is strife, so even if the Yetzer Hara dresses himself in a zaydin zupitze, a silk kapota, and convinces one that the machloikis concern is for Hashem's sake, if it is causing the opposite of avas Yisroel, it is obvious that it's coming from klipa. V'ho emes v'hasholoim ehovu.